2021 is coming to a close, and with 9 MCU projects that were put out, I've got some awards to give out at the first annual Teeny Weeny 15-y Awards, coming up right now on 15 Minutes of Marvel.
There was an idea.
If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
We can do this all day.
What are they called again?
Anulax batteries.
Harvey Larry batteries.
As far as I'm concerned, that's America's ass.
I control the truth. Mysterio is the truth.
Boom. You looking for this?
What is up, and welcome back to 15 Minutes of Marvel, the only podcast that gives you Marvel reviews, news, and rumors in pretty much 15 minutes. I'm your host, Ethan Simmy. Today on the pod, I am joined by the true MCU bro, Liam Crowley of The Direct Podcast and TheDirect.com. Liam, welcome back to the pod, my guy. How are you doing?
The true MCU bro. I might have to add that to my slowly growing list of nicknames. Ethan, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you again so much for having me. Always a blast to pop over to 15 minutes. And this particular episode, when you reached out, I couldn't have said yes faster. I love award season, especially when these podcasts do awards that are unique to the shows. You know, you got categories here that no one else is playing with.
Absolutely. Yeah, dude, I'm hyped. This is the first annual Teeny Weeny 15-y Awards. I had to come up with a really stupid and funny name for the award show.
Ah, I love it.
And seeing that, it's a 15-minute show, you got a teeny weeny award, and, you just make believe everybody that wins actually gets a very physically small gold-plated award. Shout out to us. I think we should win a teeny weeny 15-y because now we're probably going to be the shortest and smallest MCU awards podcast out in the Marvel community. So thanks for being a part, man. Winning your award right off the bat. I love it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I need some PIM particles to get it up to size. You know, that's got to be a DLC for that.
Exactly. You bet, man. Well, I'm so grateful to have you joining me here on 15 Minutes Marvel. I always love talking to you. So many awards, so little time. I only have 5 categories. So we're going to kind of just kick off the show and we're going to dive right into the categories. And let's preface this award show real quick by talking about the projects for a second, because we've had 9 projects this year in 2021. I'm going to just give the quick list real fast. In release order, we have had WandaVision, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Loki, Black Widow, What If, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, Eternals, Hawkeye, and Spider-Man No Way Home. I will have an episode here in the beginning of January. I'm going to rank all my 2021 projects, and that's going to be a whole episode in and of itself. But Liam, since you're on the show, I want to know real fast, favorite show, favorite movie, before we dive into the awards.
Oh boy. Well, favorite show is easy. Falcon Winter Soldier. I do not care what the internet has against this show for whatever reason. This show is everything to me. And I know a lot of my Marvel opinions put me in this kind of polarizing nature, almost like, oh, he's just a contrarian for being a contrarian. It's like, I genuinely have nothing but love for the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It made me laugh. It made me smile. It made me cry multiple times. And it is very, very rare to evoke that kind of emotion out of me personally as an audience member. The first time I ever cried at a film was Avengers Endgame in 2019. It took 19 years of me on this earth to shed a tear. And The Falcon and the Winter Soldier did that. And I believe 3 consecutive episodes. I love that show. I can't speak enough good things about it. As for favorite movie, I'm going to be a little lame here. Like I said, I always like to have a unique opinion per se, but how can I not say Spider-Man No Way Home? It was the best time I had at the movie theater this year, except for maybe No Time to Die. I fell in love with Daniel Craig's swan song as James Bond, but No Way Home, man, there's just so much that I look back in my mind and I say, I want to experience that for the first time again. And not many movies evoke that kind of emotion. There's so many things I watch where I'm like, I can't wait to rewatch it. Spider-Man No Way Home, I've seen it twice, which is low for most people in our spaces. People are already racking up 5-6 viewings. I don't want to see it again for at least a couple months because I wanted to retain that specialness. I wanted to retain that special feeling I had. I always scroll past the grainy footage on TikTok whenever the clips are going on.
Oh, yeah.
It means that much to me. No Way Home, easily my favorite movie.
Yeah, that's one sublime answer and one terrible answer, as we will see as we get into the awards categories here. We're going to get raw Liam Crowley at our service when it comes to Falcon and Winter Soldier up for an award here. Let's kick off this award show. We're going to start off with this particular category, let's talk about trailers, right? We had a lot of trailers this year, from Eternals to Morbius to No Way Home being the most watched trailer ever, kind of a big deal. There were a lot of new things coming down the pipeline. Our nominees are No Way Home teaser trailer, Hawkeye trailer, the Eternals first trailer, and the official Morbius trailer. And the winner of this category goes to the Spider-Man No Way Home teaser trailer with 68% of the vote. Liam, are you surprised? How are you feeling?
This is one that, you know, what else could it have been? The No Way Home teaser trailer, we're talking about the first one that came out in August. This wasn't the one that had the pageantry of the big LA event. But damn, was this one of the most anticipated pieces of footage of all time. And boy, did it deliver. I remember I did a trailer reaction on my YouTube channel just for fun, because I wanted to get my raw emotions, not even necessarily to show other people, but just to look back on and see what I felt the first time I saw footage from this movie. And when Doc Ock shows up on that highway, hello, Peter, when that Green Goblin pumpkin bomb rolls on and you hear the laughter in the background, it was incredible. This is an award that there were some other great trailers here, other great trailers nominated, but I couldn't have seen it going to anything other than No Way Home's first teaser.
It's an iconic trailer. It is the most watched trailer in history of movies for a very particular reason. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. Every single trailer that comes out, I do a live reaction, much like you, Liam. I want to have this in my library so I can say, wow, that was like literally the first time I ever watched it. And I get to experience with all of you listeners and everybody out there in the community. This trailer was so fantastic and so wild. I do want to give a quick shout out, like a kind of a runner up. I'm not going to award them anything, but I will say Hawkeye actually made me excited for Hawkeye, which I feel like, you know, that's the goal of a trailer, right? I'm not a Hawkeye guy. I was like, I don't know about the show. I watched the trailer. I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm in. And then I personally really like the Eternals first trailer. I don't think it's the best trailer of the year by any means, but I think it deserves a shout out because it was so weird. It was so unique. It had a great overlaying tone and theme of the song that was playing. I think it was very Chloe Zhao-esque, and I like that trailer a lot. Let's move on to category number 2 of 5. Next up, we're taking a little bit of a sad turn. We're gonna change the tone up here and get a little melancholy, because as amazing as the MCU is, it does miss from time to time. And it hurts my heart to say that, but look, we have to be objective here. There are some big misses that do come through in terms of MCU. You can't bat 1,000, and this category is gonna prove just that. We've got the biggest letdown of 2021. And the nominees are Ralph Boner reveal in WandaVision, the Eternals leaks after the world premiere, the Black Widow final fight, and the aerospace engineer in WandaVision. And the winner is the Ralph Boner reveal with 64%. This is no surprise. This fucking sucked. I'm just going to say it. It was terrible. It was bad, right? It was so bad.
The only, you know, credit I'll give it is Evan Peters is so phenomenal as an actor that he did give me some lines of dialogue that made me chuckle. It's not just the boner. It's the, oh, you want to tussle again? I was dying laughing at that. And going into the finale too, I kind of shed all my expectations. I wanted to just enjoy the finale for what it was. I left all my Mephisto theories, my Quicksilver theories at the door and took it for face value. So this reveal didn't really hurt me as much as it could have if I really was like letting my expectations get infatuated with my speculations. But I will say, out of these nominees, I would have personally given this to the Eternals leaks. Man, was that disappointing. Quick little anecdote. I was very lucky to run press for Eternals for thedirect.com, and I got to go to the New York City screening and include either of the post-credit scenes in our showing, which told me as a viewer, oh man, this is something big, and I have to wait until opening weekend to see that, see these scenes. And I'm all for that because it just really emphasized how special they were going to be. Then we find out that not only were they shown at the LA world premiere, but then spoiled dude, if I got to see Harry Styles show up in the MCU without any hint that he was coming, I would have lost my mind. I love Absolutely. One Direction. And like, you know, I love Harry Styles. And yeah, that whole situation was such a letdown, and something I'll never forgive the two people that tweeted it on opening night, because it was just so disappointing. People I look up to in this industry, just being some Grinches before Christmas season even came around. But yeah, Ralph Boner, it's hard to disagree.
Yeah, it's the Eternal Leaks. I think you are on the right path there, and I do think you can broaden that conversation to leaks as a whole. With everything we experienced with No Way Home, it's incredibly disappointing that people feel the need to do all that for a drop of clout. And you know, I, much like you, I would have been just so bonkers stoked to see Harry Styles pop up on the screen. I knew it was coming, so it kind of lost that little extra oomph for me. I also want to say the aerospace engineer, near and dear to my heart, because I know we've got WandaVision is very circumstantial of what kind of event it was. It was our first show or first piece of content in over 700 days for the MCU. It was a moment in time. We as MCU community constantly talk about the WandaVision era and how special that was, how we were all every single week talking about theories and ideas and all of these things. And I wanted the aerospace engineer to be something more. I think a lot of people did. I'm okay that it ended up being nothing, but it's still, I think the circumstantial like evidence of like everybody was hyping it up to be something makes it an even bigger letdown. I wanted it to be Fitz from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Thought that would have been a great shoe-in for Fitz, but this is neither here nor there, and I don't want to be extra sad today. So we're gonna move on to the next category in the Teeny Weeny 15-y award show. And that is the biggest surprise. Along with some big letdowns this year, there were also some equally huge surprises. The MCU, contrary to what we just said about leaks, they do actually know how to keep some surprises under wraps, and they do it pretty damn good. And this category is the perfect example of that. And the nominees are Agatha All Along, being the mastermind in WandaVision. Scarlett Johansson suing Disney after Black Widow drops on Disney Plus. The Disney Plus Day announcements of so many pieces of content. And Spider-Man No Way Home absolutely crushing the box office. And the winner is Agatha All Along with 54% of the vote. I think this was an incredible win for WandaVision, and this is something they did magnificently well.
Yeah, WandaVision taking home biggest letdown and biggest surprise. Perfectly balanced, as all things should be.
It's only right.
Looking at the other nominees for the casual MCU fan or even the diehard MCU fan, they might have been surprises, but for someone like myself who keeps my ear to the ground with all things entertainment industry news, none of the other nominees really took me by a big surprise. The Scarlett Johansson situation at face value is a huge shock. But once you kind of look into the contract and the fact that Disney promised her a theatrical release and a percentage of the box office results, having it go hybrid, just, you know, you get your bag, ScarJo. Like this, if this is your swan song, don't take a penny less. So I think that absolutely made sense on her part. Disney Plus Day announcements, a lot was confirmed that we already knew was semi in the works, except for like, you know, Spider-Man Freshman Year, X-Men 97, those two animated shows came out of nowhere and really took me by surprise in a good way too. And then No Way Home crushing the box office. I knew it was going to make money. I didn't know it was going to make this much money. One of the fastest films to $1 billion. I believe it hit that mark in just 12 days, which ties it with The Force Awakens, which is incredible. A lot of people are pointing to what this movie could have done if there wasn't a pandemic. And I'm sure the numbers would go up, obviously, but the fact that it's on par with The Force Awakens, which basically maxed out its results and its projections in 2015, and it also had a December release, I believe almost December 18th, so one day after when No Way Home came out, they're doing almost exactly the same numbers, which shows me No Way Home is living up to quite literally its fullest winter release potential. So it doesn't per se shock me, but damn, does it make me smile to see it realizing everything it absolutely deserves.
I don't want to say I'm surprised when it comes to No Way Home, but I am surprised. I kept saying on the show, could it be the first $1 billion movie? And I was kind of just jesting. I was kind of just like, I don't know. Could it do it? And it fucking did it. Like, I just can't believe it. And it did it without China. I think that's a huge, huge mark for this movie. It's insane. The only movie to reach $1 billion in the last 2 years. So take that what you will for the state of the box office and the state of superhero movies and comic book movies and all the commentary surrounding that. I do think Scarlett Johansson suing Disney came in second with 21% of the vote. I think I was shocked by that. And then you're right. You peel it back and you're like, just get your bag, Scarlett, and you deserve every penny of that. A lot of good things came out of the MCU this year, and Agatha All Along winning this category, I think, is wonderful because we've got the House of Harkness coming at some point in the future. Agatha getting her own dark comedy show, which is going to be, I can only imagine, phenomenal. Catherine Hahn is incredible. And I mean, you've got all the right pieces in play for that to be one of the best shows of the MCU going forward. I can't wait for that. Speaking of MCU shows, we're down to the final two categories as we go through this award show here. And there were so many incredible projects, like we mentioned in the beginning, so many good movies, so many good shows, but only one show can win the Teeny Weeny 15-y Award. And the nominees for Best MCU Show are WandaVision, Loki, Hawkeye, and The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And the winner is WandaVision with 50% of the votes. That means WandaVision has now won three categories in a row. The WandaVision era lives on forever, Liam.
It does live on forever, Ethan. And I want to just bring up some numbers here as I'm looking at the results of the percentages. And WandaVision, you will not find me disagreeing with it winning this award. It absolutely deserved to. The WandaVision era, as you penned it, was a moment in time. It was 8 weeks of magnetic television, unbelievable theorizing and community building on socials. No other show did that except for maybe Loki got a little close, but it did not even touch what WandaVision was able to accomplish. Looking at the results, though, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier getting 0%, not a single vote.
Nobody.
My boys Sam Wilson and Bucky Barnes. Sick to my stomach. I genuinely think that this show is not necessarily being critiqued at the value it deserves to be. I think it genuinely got lost in the shuffle. It came out immediately after WandaVision. We're talking 1 week in between. And then afterwards, a show like Loki had the luxury of having, I believe, a 6 week break in between Falcon Winter Soldier's finale and its premiere. And then same thing with Hawkeye, had an extended fall off from the MCU, except for Eternals coming out. But, you know, movies have a different surge of momentum than shows, which are going for weeks on end. I implore anyone listening, you know, you got winter break going on right now. If you're snowed in, if you're stuck at home, rewatch The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. 6 episodes. That's all I'm asking. And let me know if it's as bad as you remember it being, because it's not bad. It's not good. It's fucking great. And too many people gloss over that show and don't give it the respect it deserves. And when I see it on people's 2021 lists below Venom, Let There Be Carnage, I pass out. I pass out on the floor. And my siblings are going, "What's going on, Liam?" And I say, "The Falcon and the Winter Soldier needs some respect." And that's all I have to say.
That is one of the best audio clips I've ever got on this podcast. So Liam, congratulations. You have won yourself a Teeny Weeny 15-y. My God, that is, look, I agree and I disagree with some notes. That is raw, unhinged Liam Crowley at his finest. I think that's the button. So now I know anytime you're on the show, bro, like you bring up Falcon and Winter Soldier and I can fire you up a little bit.
Yes,
I think you bring up very good points. WandaVision's the winner here. I think it deserves it. It was an era. It was its own, like, just magic in a bottle. You know, not to play too much on it being magic, but yeah, you had Loki, which had Tom Hiddleston. He's got his own kind of Hiddleston hive going on, and people are diehards for that stuff. And I could see Falcon and Winter Soldier getting a little lost. I do think it was a really packed show. I do think it tackled social commentary better than any other show that we've gotten, probably better than any other project that we've ever gotten. And
absolutely,
you know, I'm curious, is that part of the reason that it doesn't stick with people? Is that part of the reason that people say it is quote unquote bad, or they rate it below a What If or Venom Let There Be Carnage, which is absolutely abhorrent, by the way. That is, that it should in no way be taking place. It's absurd. But maybe, you know, people feel a little too taxed when they're watching it, which I think is, you know, says something about audience going. That's a conversation for a whole different podcast. But 0%, I feel, is pretty brutal. You know, I wasn't going to vote in my own award show, and I wasn't going to vote for that one anyway. But Liam, I feel kind of bad. I feel kind of bad. let's move on to our final category of the first annual Teeny Weeny 15-y Awards here on 15 Minutes of Marvel. And no other category to cap us off other than the best MCU movie. We got 4 movies this year. We've got 4 nominees. And they are Spider-Man No Way Home, Eternals, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, and Black Widow. And the winner is, without a doubt, Spider-Man No Way Home. We knew this was going to be the case, and it does not surprise me in the slightest with 81% of the votes. I think you and I can both agree, Liam, this is the best MCU movie of 2021, without doubt.
Without a doubt, and it's reflected in the percentages too. 81% of the vote. Good Lord. Good Lord. Talk about 2/3 majority. That's 4/5 majority. That's insane. But No Way Home deserves every bit of it. It's not necessarily in that elusive top 5 of my personal MCU rankings, which by no means, a lot of people on Twitter, you know, if it's not top 5, then you hate it. Very much not true. It comes in, I believe, at number 7 on my personal rankings, and we live in a world right now where top 8 of the MCU means top 25%, which is pretty elite company. And for Spider-Man No Way Home to meet the expectations, the insane expectations audiences put on it, and even exceed some in certain capacities, is unbelievable. It is one of the greatest cinematic achievements of our lifetimes. It's something that I don't see being replicated ever again. You know, all the pieces had to fall into place perfectly for this movie to work, and somehow they did. Other movies on this list, Eternals and Shang-Chi, I both had great times with, and I think that they did good things for the MCU moving forward in terms of introducing new characters, being ambitious, taking a step in a new direction, which I appreciate, but no one can hold a candle to No Way Home. No one can lace Peter Parker's Jordan 1s.
Yeah, 100% correct, and it's really the 2020 Oscars all over again when you've got such a stacked just gauntlet of films and you see movies like A Marriage Story miss out on things. It's just proof that there's just so many good things, and No Way Home was always going to take home this award. It's no surprise. I'm a little shocked Black Widow in company with The Falcon and the Winter Soldier with 0% of the vote. I think that was kind of our first movie back. I think there were a lot of fumbles with that movie, you know, with the layout of it, with it going hybrid, with the final act being just not quite up to par in terms of other MCU movies. I think there were some issues, but I do want to, like, this category in whole is so interesting to me because you have Black Widow, which is kind of like a prequel, you know, telling of somebody we already know. You've got Shang-Chi, which is a new origin story with the Ten Rings, which we've gotten hints of in the MCU long time ago, and we're pushing in a new direction. Eternals is its own incredibly unique experience, brings in so many new characters, a Oscar-winning director, all kinds of things to it. And then you have Spider-Man, which is the culmination of 20 years of Spider-Man movies and doing something that I don't think any of us really thought could actually be done with such precision and such energy. And it is so interesting. I like the Eternals a lot, but Spider-Man No Way Home is just always going to win that category. It's I feel like it's going to be in the commentary for a long, long time to come. And I like that. And much like you said in the beginning of the show, I want to go see it again, but I also want to stay special. I want it to be a very kind of close and personal experience when I do get to see this movie again. Look, that was a blast. And that was the first annual award show here on the podcast. But before I close out the episode real fast, and before you and I sign off, Liam, I do want to thank every single person listening to this pod for an incredible year. This episode is the final episode of 15 Minutes of Marvel of 2021, and we'll be back in 2022. But the first episode of this podcast was published on January 12th, 2021, so less than a year ago. And this show has grown into something that I never would have imagined when I started this. And when I started, it was strictly because I didn't want to burden my wife with talking about Marvel anymore because she couldn't handle it. She couldn't do it. And so I needed an outlet. And here we are. I've met epic friends like you, Liam, and Matt, and everybody that's been on the show and other MCU obsessives. And without all of you, this show would not be possible the way that it is. So from the bottom of my heart, I thank you all 3,000 for an incredible year. And here's to 2022 being even bigger and better. And I can't wait for the shows and topics that we have coming along. It's really been quite an awesome experience. And, you know, we talk about the WandaVision era. The WandaVision era kicked off this podcast, man. That was the first episode, was theories and thoughts for WandaVision. Yeah, it's been a hell of a ride. Liam, thanks for coming on the podcast, man. Thanks for being part of this first annual award show. Do you have any closing thoughts? Yeah, you want to get any more Falcon and Winter Soldier jests out there? Are you good?
I just want to implore everyone one more time to revisit the Falcon and Winter Soldier at least one more time at some point in the next calendar year. Because like I said, my personal bias aside, I think it's a genuinely great time in a contained streaming series environment. It's not often we get a mini series that's so accessible. Like you said, six episodes, a lot of fun, great action, great heart, great comedy, and great emotional moments. Yeah, that'll do it for my Falcon Winter Soldier praise for now. I'm sure I'll be back on other podcasts singing its praises moving forward throughout the new year. But Ethan, thank you again for having me on the show. 15 Minutes of Marvel is one of the most unique podcasts out there in the best way possible. And I'm really, really glad it's skyrocketed over the course of this calendar year. And you talk about the WandaVision era kicking it off. I can't imagine what era we're going to look back on in a calendar year from now in terms of 2022, because there's so much to look forward to between Moon Knight, She-Hulk, Secret Invasion, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness. There are so many pockets of just theories and speculation that I'm so stoked for, and you can't predict which one is going to be the most special. None of us would have ever imagined WandaVision would be the lightning in a bottle that it was. And whatever we get next, I hope it takes me by surprise. And I can't wait for that. But as for myself, you can find me on all socials at Liam T. Crowley, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. I'm always posting content there, as well as on thedirect.com. I write, I edit, and I podcast as well. So if you're looking for the podcast, The Direct Podcast, wherever you download your shows, Apple, Spotify, Spreaker, Google, wherever you get your audio shows, you can find us there. And I'm looking forward to the new year. It's going to be very fun. And one more cheap plug, if you're looking for another award show, we're going to be doing our directees, our direct awards on January 9th. So right at the beginning of the new year, we got a lot of fun categories. We got a lot of fun presenters, maybe even a familiar face from 15 Minutes of Marvel. We'll see. But yeah, it's going to be a fun year. I'm looking forward to it. And that caps off my longest outro ever. So much to talk about to close out this calendar year. But thank you, as always, for giving me the platform to do so.
Of course, man. You're just reaping the rewards. Another teeny weeny 15-y for you for the longest outro ever. Look at Liam Crowley racking them up over here. My goodness. I love it. And 2022 is going to be such an epic year. I can't wait. What were your winners for each category discussed here on this award show? Let me know on Twitter at 15 Minutes of Marvel. At 15 Minute Marvel, excuse me. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on any major podcast platform. Liam, again, thank you so much for coming on the pod. Be sure to check out The Direct Podcast. They put out incredible content, and their award show is going to be something very, very special this year as well. And a huge shout out to the patrons of the show: Brandon Clark, Hajir Shakib, Reagan Knopp, Alan Cole Peacock, Jordan Tanner, and Ben Lawhorn. I will see you all back here next time and next year. I'm Ethan Simi, and remember, always go higher, further, and faster.